to administer the country. And we know everybody, we all know that the situation and this responsibility in front of the popular demands and everywhere in order to implement changes, some serious the Security Council and for the armed forces is considering the situation with the help of the assistance of the Almighty God, and the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces will issue other statements in order to specify the steps and the procedures in order with which would be implemented. We are saying at the same time that those procedures will be legitimate and according to the people's demands, and the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces will accept and will
Muhammad Hussein Mubarak.
He is sending respect to the Mr. Hosni Mubarak, President Hosni Mubarak, during the peace and war, but he eventually decided to leave, preferring the interests of country. And at this moment, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces is delivering its respect to all the souls of the martyrs who sacrificed their souls for the freedom and for the security of their country and for all our
people.
And thank you very much.
State TV, they're just giving another short address from the head of the Egyptian army, the defense minister, Tantawi. He saluted the crowds near the president's short palace, and he saluted the martyrs. We will be looking at what's behind his words in just about a minute's time in our news analysis. But for now, do stay with us here on Press TV with your latest images from the revolution in Egypt.